This was Invocation 1, Friendship in, at, of, by the Technosphere Unbound 1948, Johnny Golding. Next, Run 1, From 1 to 1, Alexander G. Galloway, Channel Zero.
In the year 1948, a sliver of memory was a bit, and a bit was a pixel, and a pixel was a dot, and a dot was a keystroke. Like the old techniques of ancient textile weavers, memory had become an image again, just as images were deployed as memory devices. Here we see an early hard drive, although a very large one. Magnetic wire spins around the outside of two large bicycle wheels. An engine drives a belt that spins the wheels, and magnetic signals load and unload from the wire. Here we see how the hard drive fits into a cluster. Look closer at the top right corner, and you will see the node labeled magnetic wire. This July 1948 diagram illustrates the basic layout of an early digital computer built by John von Neumann and his team at the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, New Jersey, 80 kilometers southwest of New York City. It was not the first digital computer, but it was an important device because it spawned many copies in the following years. The lines of the diagram indicate which part of the machine can send information back and forth to another part of the machine. At the left, the keyboard is a master device, issuing information to almost every other node. The printer at the bottom left is a receiver only. The punched tape storage unit can send information to the large bicycle wheel magnetic wire storage. And the shifting register at right can receive information, manipulate data, and send information out again. The metal wire on the bicycle wheel is essentially an analog device. It is beautifully curved, of course, but it is analog because the wire stores magnetic signals in continuous variation. The signal is a continuous curve with the intensity of the signal rising or falling through time. The trick is to convert continuously varying waveforms into discrete on and off positions. The curved line at the bottom is excellent for storing waves, sound waves, for instance, but it's not very good at storing symbolic information. Information like letters, numbers, words, and sentences. How to make the jump? How to leap from a noisy, continuous, irregular, analogical signal to a clean, discrete, symbolic signal? Here is a rendering of the signal directly from the magnetic wire. You see how the signal is curved and messy. Sometimes it curves down and up, like a parabola. Sometimes up from the bottom, pausing, then up again, like the letter S. Here is the same input cleaned up using various filters. Let's look more closely. Sometimes the signal curves in from the top. Sometimes it comes up from the bottom. we can see an alternation of different intensities. The signal is a little cleaner here, but it's still messy and irregular. The signal flickers like a candle, fading in and out. Still, the bicycle wheel signal contains a lot of information, digital information. Let's decode it together, reading from left to right. After the edge flare at the left, we see a series of five flickers. Down, 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 up. A single upstroke at the end. A single mark. A single number. The number one. Next, the miracle is revealed. Down, 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 up, down. The order has changed, but we still have ups and downs. The difference between up and down is absolutely essential. Each down is a zero, and each up is a one. Before we counted one as one. Now the up flag is in the second position from the right, and a mark in the second position indicates the number two. Spin the bicycle and continue to the third position. Down, 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 up, up. A mark in the right position plus a mark in the second right position add together to make three. We are now counting in binary. The fourth part of the sentence, down, down, up, down, down, gives us the number four, and we can continue to five, to six, seven, eight, nine, 10, up to the word end marker that indicates the end of the sentence. The messy, continuous, blurry analog signal has been clipped, rationalized into a series of discrete numbers. What is the digital? I propose the following definition. The digital means the one divides into two. And that's all it means. The one divides into two. Sometimes it looks like an up mark or a down mark. Sometimes it looks like a zero or a one. But the zeros and ones aren't important. What's important is that there are two of them, that there's a difference between them. What's important is any kind of difference whatsoever. What Gustav Fechner once described as the just noticed difference, or what Gregory Bateson called the difference that makes a difference. Thus, the digital means two-ness, the making of the two, but also beyond the two, to the three, the four, and the multiple. The digital means distinction, making discrete. Any instance in which separation and distinction form the essential substrate of the medium. And here we see the fabrication of that two-ness. The one divides into two. So the natural numbers, one, two, three, and so on, are aptly labeled digital because they are separate and distinct. But the arc of a bird in flight is not, because it is smooth and continuous. A film strip is correctly called digital because it contains distinct breaks between frames. But the photographic frames themselves are not, because they record continuously variable chromatic intensities. Working at Manchester University in the United Kingdom, Tom Kilburn and Freddie Williams had figured out a way to use an oscilloscope as a storage device, not simply as a visual display. When painted with a certain chemical, the glass surface of the tube would retain a ghost image for a fraction of a second. Refresh the signal within that latency interval, and the image remains. What was once a display is now a storage device. Is it still an image? Yes, but an image in memory. Their device was called the Williams tube. Now, the messy, continuous signal at bottom also functions as a series of dots on the cathode ray tube display, or CRT, which themselves correspond to zeros and ones at the top. A bit was a pixel, and a pixel was a dot, and a dot was a sliver of memory. Consistency was essential for this device, but the analogical machine will seek its revenge, and the dots will not always perform as expected. Here we see a photograph of the face of a Williams tube showing malfunctions in the pattern of dots. Engineers would test the screen with an intensive sparking in order to measure the amount of stress it could endure. Each dot was measured. Each flaw was recorded on a spectrum from 0 to 1. Using these memory tubes, John von Neumann's team in Princeton used simple quadratic equations to draw letters to the screen. The equation y equals x appears as a diagonal line. The equation y equals 2x is also a diagonal line, only now a bit steeper. This equation creates an elegant curve, an arch that looks like a letter, the letter A, perhaps. The team at the Institute for Advanced Study used this new pixel font to spell out their name, IAS, plus the name of the electronic computer project itself, ECP. Hence, the first modern pixel appears first as code, ECPIAS. The whole affair was a whim, the scientists wrote in the summer of 1948. To demonstrate, quote, the use of this equipment to plot not graphs, but letters. Here, the names are reduced to letter abbreviations, just as each letter is displayed using a fixed grid of sample points turned on or off. And the pixels were created not from a raster-based display system, but from its opposite, the oscilloscope that draws its image analogically using continuously variable x and y coordinates. How wonderful that the first modern pixel appears at the beginning on the oscilloscope, a device invented for displaying continuous curves and lines. This analog hardware facilitates a new digital aesthetic. The reason for this is that the 1948 pixel is a fabrication of information, not a fact of hardware. It is a remnant not of the raster grid, but of signal voltages made discrete. In other words, the first modern pixel is a simulated pixel. But does this mean that the future is digital and the past is analog? Absolutely not. These are techniques that recur throughout history. And there is nothing particularly digital about modernity. In fact, the digital died its first death in the continuous calculus of Newton and Leibniz, and the curvilinear revolution of the Baroque that came with it, both thoroughly modern inventions. And the digital has suffered 1,000 blows since, from the swirling vortex of 19th century thermodynamics to the chaos theory of recent decades. The switch from analog computing to digital computing in the middle 20th century is but a single battle in the multi-millennial skirmish within Western culture between the unary and the binary.